Imagine a nation born in revolution, its founding documents signed by men who belong to secret societies. From its earliest days, America has existed in a state of tension, embracing democratic ideals while harboring deep suspicions about hidden forces working against them. This paradox isn't incidental to American history. It's fundamental to understanding it. Conspiracy theories aren't just fringe beliefs that occasionally disrupt mainstream politics. They're woven into the very fabric of American identity, reflecting our deepest anxieties about power and who wields it. The grand Masonic temples in American cities symbolize our complex relationship with secrecy and power. Many founding fathers, including Washington and Franklin, were Freemasons who incorporated the order's symbols into national designs, from currency to the Capitol's layout. Yet this same organization sparked America's first major conspiracy panic. In 1826, when William Morgan vanished after threatening to expose Masonic secrets, public outrage led to the creation of America's first third party, the Anti-Masonic Party. A monument in Batavia, New York, still commemorates his presumed murder, marking how quickly conspiratorial fears could become political movements. The 1790s brought tales of the Illuminati to American shores, finding receptive audiences in a young republic anxious about subversion. Ministers warned their congregations about this secretive Bavarian group, with even George Washington addressing these rumors in his letters. These fears gained power not just from external threats, but from the frightening possibility of internal compromise, a pattern of paranoia that would recur throughout American history. Northern and Southern Americans developed starkly different conspiracy narratives before the Civil War. Southerners, despite clear evidence to the contrary, insisted enslaved people were content. When abolitionist literature circulated, they saw it not as protected speech, but as proof of an international plot against their society. Northerners, conversely, believed in the slave power conspiracy, a theory that Southern slaveholders had captured the federal government to protect slavery. This fear had some basis, given Southern control of the presidency, Supreme Court, and Congress. The 1834 burning of the Ursuline Convent in Charlestown, Massachusetts, exemplified how conspiracy theories spurred violence. Protestant rioters, acting on baseless rumors of imprisoned women, faced few consequences, establishing a precedent of impunity for conspiracy-driven actions. This anti-Catholic sentiment culminated in the Know-Nothing movement of the 1850s. Operating as the American Party, they achieved significant political success by claiming Catholic influences threatened American institutions. Their platform advocated longer naturalization periods, voting literacy tests, and limiting office holding to native-born citizens, policies rooted in fears of foreign influence corrupting American values. The 1886 Haymarket Affair transformed labor activism into something conspiratorial in public perception. After a bomb killed police officers at a Chicago labor rally, 8 anarchist and socialist leaders were arrested without direct evidence. The trial focused on proving they had created conditions for violence rather than identifying the bomber. This framing delayed labor reforms by portraying demands for 8-hour workdays as part of a hidden revolutionary agenda. Labor activists countered with their own theory that the bombing was a false flag operation to discredit them. These competing narratives reflected the Gilded Age's deep class divisions. Factory owners feared anarchist plots, while workers suspected capitalist conspiracies. The Ku Klux Klan's 1920s revival shows how conspiracy theories became profitable. Under new leadership, the Klan evolved from a regional terrorist group into a nationwide movement with millions of members. Operating like a multi-level marketing scheme, it charged membership fees and sold mandatory regalia, with recruiters earning commissions. This new Klan expanded its targets beyond Black Americans to include Catholics, Jews, immigrants, and moral degenerates. While maintaining secretive rituals, the organization adopted sophisticated public relations, sponsoring baseball teams and organizing family picnics to build community presence. Sometimes, the most outlandish-sounding conspiracy theories turn out to be true. The FBI's COINTELPRO, operational from 1956 to 1971, represents one of the most significant cases of actual government conspiracy in American history. Under this program, the FBI conducted covert operations against domestic political groups, including civil rights organizations, anti-war protesters, feminist groups, and environmental activists. One of COINTELPRO's most disturbing tactics was the creation of false conspiracy theories. FBI agents would plant misleading information within activist communities, sometimes fabricating entirely fictional threats to sow paranoia and distrust. The program remained secret until activists broke into an FBI field office in 1971 and stole thousands of documents, exposing the extent of the government's domestic spying and disruption campaigns. The revelation of COINTELPRO had profound implications for American conspiracy culture. If the government had indeed engaged in such extensive covert operations against its own citizens, what other conspiracy theories might be true? The program's exposure contributed to a significant erosion of trust in government institutions that continues to this day. The internet hasn't just accelerated the spread of conspiracy theories, it's fundamentally changed how they develop. QAnon, which emerged on fringe internet forums in 2017, functions more like an interactive game than a traditional conspiracy theory. It began with cryptic posts from an anonymous figure claiming high-level government clearance, who invited followers to do their own research and piece together a sprawling narrative. This participatory approach creates a powerful sense of community and purpose. Followers don't simply consume information, they actively contribute to developing the narrative. QAnon's deliberate vagueness is its strength. By avoiding specific predictions that could be definitively disproven, it remains adaptable to changing circumstances. Social media algorithms designed to maximize engagement often promote sensational content, creating feedback loops that can rapidly transform fringe ideas into widely shared beliefs. The personalization of news feeds means many users encounter conspiracy content alongside legitimate news sources, blurring the boundaries between them. While specific movements like QAnon may fade, this approach to conspiracy theory development, participatory, adaptable, and platform-native, likely represents the future of conspiratorial thinking in the digital age. America's relationship with conspiracy theories follows a cyclical pattern, with each generation rediscovering fears that have deep historical roots. The Great Replacement Theory echoes 19th-century nativist conspiracies, while QAnon's tales of elite cabals mirror Illuminati fears from the 1790s. Even concerns about child endangerment recycle moral panics from throughout American history. This historical amnesia serves a purpose. By presenting old fears as novel threats, conspiracy movements generate urgency they wouldn't have if their historical precedents were known. Each generation believes it faces unprecedented dangers, unaware of these recurring patterns. Understanding this history doesn't invalidate all concerns about power and secrecy. Real conspiracies exist. However, historical perspective helps distinguish between legitimate questioning of authority and recycled paranoid narratives that lead to scapegoating and violence. Conspiracy theories ultimately reveal more about our collective anxieties than actual plots. They mirror democracy's enduring tensions, our paradoxical relationship with power, our balance of individualism and community, and our struggle to reconcile American ideals with reality.